Bebe! Hi, guys. Sorry, Mike Tampa Bay was bothering me. Are you going live? Yes, Mike, I'm live right now. So his butt better get over here. Hi, you guys are the three sane people in this on this platform. Golly, let me tell you. And if we see Miss Q Bella today, it's Miss Q Bella's birthday. Did I get everybody? I think I got everybody. Holy crap, you guys. You know, I'm so sick of going into podcasts and trying to support people and walking into a shit show. God, I'm going to talk about that in a minute just to get it off my chest because I'm sick of it. I'm just a little over it. Yeah, so hello and welcome to the Dina Jo podcast. I am DJ Dina Jo, your friend, coming to you from colorful Colorado, smoky Colorado still. Thank you so much for joining the show today. You all are the best. If you're listening on the download, thank you and hit that follow button so you can join me live sometime. Hi, Brett. How are you? There's Mike. I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7:45 Mountain Standard Time, and I have the best people in chat. Love you guys. And thank you for all your love, likes, shares, supports, downloads, all that good stuff. Yeah, again, it's Q Bella's birthday. So if we see her today, let's wish her a happy birthday. Today in Denver, it is Wednesday, May 24th. It's 50 degrees. They say we might get some thunderstorms in the afternoon, but they said that yesterday. We are hoping for it so that it will clear out some of the smoke that we have from the Canadian wildfires. I'm sure everybody else is, I'm guessing all the other states are getting some smoke too. It's not just us, but I don't know if it settles by the mountains, but I haven't looked into it. This is just what I've heard, is that we have Colorado, Denver has the worst air quality the last week or so because of all the smoke. So, and then those ucky Miller moths that I was telling you about that birth out of these worms, and then they have this like migration to the mountains, and they were telling everybody, turn your lights off at night so these little moths can fly their little ways to the mountains. Well, now they can't fly to the mountains because they have all these smoke particles on their wings, so they're stuck around longer. Hey, Rottweiler, how are you? Good to see you. So, yeah, we have to deal with them for a little bit longer. So British Columbia, Ryan, I'm sure you know, but it's around 44. You're expected sunny skies and high of 67. For my Bam Bam and his family, 62, mostly sunny skies with light rain expected throughout the day, a high of 64. And BP... in Elwood, Pennsylvania, currently around 59 and sunny. You will have mostly sunny skies. It'll be high of 78 for my beautiful girls in Phoenix, Arizona. Let's see. Well, one's in Phoenix, one's in Tucson. Phoenix, 66. Tucson, 66. Expect sunny skies, high of 94. Phoenix, 74. Expect sunny skies, high of 99. Hi, Yancey. I hate to even have to even say any of this. Everybody that I have in my chat right now are all good people. But whoever might be listening on the download, my podcast is not a podcast for people to call in and voice their frustrations with other people on Podbean. Period. Ooh. I didn't expect my phone to make that noise, but period. I greet everybody that comes into my podcast with the same kindness that I do everybody. That's who I am. That's who I was taught to be. And I'm not going to let other people frustrations with other people make me change who I am. So Podbeam is, it has so many good things. I mean, God, we're able to come on here and make friends. We're able to hang out with people. We're able to learn stuff, hopefully. But there's also a bad side to having that openness and being able to speak, and that is people using that freedom to hurt other people. And that's just wrong, in my opinion. But if that's how you want to handle things, that's you. You're grown. I'm not, you know, that's who you are, but it's not me. So that's not going to happen on my cast. If you're mad because I didn't let you have a voice and come on and speak last week, that's okay. That's all right. I don't, honestly, I don't care. Because I'm not going to allow that to happen. It's just, that's not who I am. That's not how I came on here to be. And if you don't like me because of it, it might hurt my feelings just a little bit, but you know what? I will pull up my big girl panties and deal with it. I just can't. We should all be adults. We should be adults. I am trying to learn to handle my life a specific way. We all have stuff in our lives that we are going through that are painful and that are hurtful. And that's one good thing about being here, is that we have people that we can talk to about it. But when we try to bring other people in and come on here and blah, 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 and get other people to agree with us and stuff, it's just, it's not right. I don't think it's the right way to handle it. And I'm not speaking about any specific person in general. If this hits you, then maybe that's something that you need to look inward and deal with. But that's all I'm going to talk about with that. That's all I'm going to talk about. I'm not going to waste any more time on my podcast about that. I just want you guys to know that's not what my cast is about, and we're not going to do that. I have really good people in here that are admins, and I trust them to help me keep my cast clean. So, hi, Bam Bam.
Good morning, Pebbles. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm a little frustrated, but I'm good.
One thing people got to remember on Podbean is Dina Jo is unfuckwithable.
That is right. I am unfuckable. I need to play that song. Where is my song? You're right. Because you know what? It's just for people to try to change me, to try to get me to be like, oh, to hate other people. Yeah, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to be that person. I might have been that person before, but I'm not going to be that person anymore, because he's right. I'm this person.
Absolutely.
You brought it up, Bam Bam. That is Unfuckwittable by Zane, everybody. Yeah, we just need to we need to be better. We need to be better.
Well, basically what happens here, if anybody does anything, your admins, including myself, we just block the person and say next.
Yeah, right? It's, yeah, I'm not going to do, I don't need, you know, I'm going to be 58 years old this year, and I do not need this crap in my life. And when you start to get older, that's how you feel. You don't need the crap in your life anymore. It's not worth it.
I'm 46 and I'm at that point already. Like, you see,
I'm glad
the other day.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad, and people should be, I'm hoping people at younger ages are like that. And they decide, yeah, I don't need it. I don't need to be a part of it. My life and my peace are way too more important than that. I have way too much going on. So yeah. Peace.
Well, I'm going to hop on down. I just wanted to call in, and, you know, sometimes it's about quality, not quantity, and that unfuckwittable was 100% quality.
Yes, it was, and I love you. Thank you, Bam Bam.
Have a great morning.
You too. All right, we're going to move on to the word of the day, end quote, and me is authentic, and how perfect is that? True to one's personality, spirit, or character, meaning you're not fake. The quote, some people go through extreme measures to get noticed, but when you're authentic, all you have to do is arrive. Remember that. I love that. I love, love, love that. An authentic person is a person who isn't afraid to be true to who they are, including their values and principles. They do not bother compromising the entirety of who they are just to make someone else feel comfortable. Rather, an authentic person still sticks to who they are, what they believe, their morals and beliefs, regardless of what others think. That is why they treasure the people who stay in their life, because they know those are the people who love them for exactly who they are. If they make a mistake or hurt someone they love, they acknowledge that mistake and own up to it. The world would constantly try to break you and change you into a version of yourself you do not like, but stay authentic to who you are. It is the best quality you have, that you can find in someone else also. Let's be better humans, everybody. Let's try to be better. Be right back, and we're going to talk about trending. Rottweiler, I appreciate that. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Hanny. All right. I love you too, Mike. Meow. A little cat dude there. all right. I'm going to start with kind of a sad story. Because it's important. This Iron Man legend, Rick Holt, died at age 61. Now, he was part of the father-son duo, Dick and Rick Holt. They conquered over 1,100 endurance events worldwide, including 247 triathlons. Rick Holt, who rose to fame, like I said, as the father and son duo, he died of respiratory complications at age 61. As so many knew, Rick, along with his father, Dick, were icons in the road race and triathlon world for over 40 years, inspired millions of people with disabilities to believe in themselves, set goals, and accomplish extraordinary things, said the Holt Foundation in a Facebook post announcing Rick's passing. He preceded in death by his father in 2021. The pair made headlines in the endurance world starting in 1977 when Dick began pushing Rick in a wheelchair at local road races. Rick's diagnosis with cerebral palsy at birth was paralyzed in all four limbs and utilized a computer to communicate. Dad, when we run, I feel like my disability disappears, Rick said after an early run. Together, they made it their mission to race as much as they possibly could. They conquered over 1,100 endurance events and 224 triathlons. Most famously, the two became the first wheelchair team to race Hawaii's Ironman in 1989. The two used endurance sport as a platform for acceptance and inclusion. In addition to changing the perceptions of athletes with disabilities, Rick worked with his mother, Judy, to change the law of education so Rick could receive an education alongside non-disability peers. He went to graduate with a degree in special education from Boston College and later worked at his alumni matter matter, helping to develop communication technologies for people with disabilities. So, you know, do not let anybody tell you you can't do anything. Hi, Matthew. Good to see you. Nice to see you. Nice to have you here. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do anything. I've had to deal with that with Aaron, with his disability, and people just constantly, you know, they want to put you in a box no matter who you are. And don't let people do that. So it's sad that he died, but all the goodness that him and his father did was, it's amazing. It's an amazing story. So we are, yes, mind over matter. Absolutely. All right. So that's all the sad news we have for today. But there's a couple of recalls I wanted to tell you guys about. There's a boneless pork product sold nationwide recall in, I believe it all came from Canada. It said, let me see. Yes, Ontario, Canada, Eastern Meat Solutions, Inc., Ontario, Canada, their prepackaged pork products. I've never heard of any of these. It doesn't say what states they went to. Park Street Deli, sweet chipotle boneless pork ribs with sauce. Those are recalled. Hawaiian style boneless pork ribs with sauce. Those are recalled. And ready to heat barbecue burnt pork ends. Those are recalled. I'll post it, and it has like all the numbers and everything. If you think you have it, don't eat it because you don't want to get sick. And then one other recall. If you guys are into exercise like me, I do not have a Peloton bike, but Peloton is recalling 2 million bikes due to safety concerns. Something with the seat malfunctioning and people falling off, resulting in scratching, bruising, and a fractured wrist. So if you have a Peloton bike, model PLO1, you need to call them and at 866-679-9129 and they'll get you figured out. So if you have a Peloton bike, I have a bike, but it's not a Peloton. And by the way, while we're on talking about bikes, is there any bikers out there? Does anybody ride a bike? I need a pair of bike shorts because let me tell you, it hurts when you're sitting on these bikes trying to exercise. You need some cushion. I can't even imagine how painful it is for a guy. Dang. Yeah, I need some bike shorts. Or a good bike seat, if anybody knows that. A good bike seat because it's painful. It's painful riding those bikes. Got a new 29er on the way for fun. Yeah, I know. Do you get a cushy seat? Because you can't just be wearing those spandex. Because I've actually looked at them. They look like they have a diaper. They look like spandex little workout shorts with a big old diaper in the middle. That's what it looks like. So you can't be walking around. I'm going to go for a ride on my bike today. And you're riding your bike. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and then you get off to go to the coffee shore. And you're walking all funny because you got a diaper in your legs. I don't know I don't know what to do. If you get the shorts or just a cushy seat. Find a really good seat. I don't know. Something. But it hurts riding those bikes. So on to food. There's a whole lot of new items. And this one, I do not understand the whole why everybody's making a big deal over ice. I don't get it. But I guess Starbucks has launched, they're getting ice like Sonic. If you guys have Sonic, those little teeny like pellet ice. Yeah, they're awesome, but I don't understand why it's such a big deal. Why is it all over TikTok? Oh my gosh, Starbucks got pellet ice, and it's not in all the Starbucks. They're just rolling it out in a few. And to me, some people were complaining because now it's filled with more ice, meaning you get less product that you're paying for, and it waters down what little product you're paying for, you know, paying $7 for anyway. So, I don't know. It's just ice. Whatever. So, that's trending. So stupid. And then Doritos has launched a new flavor for all you. Let me see. It is the past month, Dorito released one of the most controversial flavors to date. You might think that's hard to do with all the crazy chip flavors you've seen over the years, but they managed to do it again. It's spicy mustard. I don't understand what the big deal is about it. It's spicy mustard. Some people don't like it because they say it's too spicy, in a horseradishy kind of way. And they said, well, that's because they used Chinese hot mustard to give it the kick. So that's where you're getting that, I guess, the burn in your nose when you have them. I don't know. I like Chinese hot mustard, to be honest with you. So I don't know. I would try it. Do you have a birthday song ready? Oh, is she here? Did she come in? Did I miss her? Did I miss Q? I try not to miss people when I'm in another. I will get it ready. Let me do that. Bam, bam. I'll have that ready. Birthday. Yeah. Does she want Chuck E. Cheese? Yancy said, I saw tangy ketchup Doritos the other day. Now, I haven't seen that. I've seen that on the internet, but I haven't seen it in person. And that's where our Canadians, they love their ketchup stuff. So I can understand. And then Brett says, to dip Rachel in ice cream. What? Rachel? They taste amazing. They taste amazing. Bam Bam says the tangy ketchup Doritos. Oh, ranch. All right. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. They love, everything ketchup. They're ketchup people up there in Canadian. That's so funny. I'll have to tell you a little story. Lewis's work. So they hire usually a lot of people from Mexico. They come on visas, but they have to have a degree in grass. I don't know. They have to have a degree in some type of horticulture, grass with cutting golf course greens and the different grasses and all kinds of stuff. So they have a degree from Mexico, and then they come over and they work on these visas. Well, the last 3 or 4 years, the guys that they have coming over don't want to work. Just sounds like normal people, right? So I guess they can get people from Canada too. They can either choose people from Canada or choose people from Mexico. And so now they're going to choose people. They're trying to look for people from Canada. And his boss, what did he call him? He said, do you know any, God, I wish I could remember. He used this weird word, like he, Canadigans. And Lewis is like, Canadigans. No, they're not Canadigans. And I'm like, oh my God. So hopefully, I don't know, my friends in Canada, if you know anybody who has a degree and wants to come over to Colorado and cut some greens. Yeah. I like cutting grass. I used to, let's get you a visa and get you out here. Bam, bam. Come out here and cut those greens out there on the golf course. That would be fun. But anyway, so moving back to the food, we talked about the Doritos. Another stuff that's coming out this next month is Dairy Queen. They are getting, what is the flavor? It's cake batter cookie dough blizzard of the month. It says they combine a milkshake and a sundae blended nicely into a convenient cup. The flavors change with time. And it says for summer, it's going to be, they're super excited to release the tasty cake batter cookie dough for June on Blizzard of the Month. According to a video, cake batter cookie dough blizzard will have cake batter ice cream sprinkles and confetti cookie dough. So that'll be in June, coming your way in June. And then Arby's, they have a few things that they're releasing too. We had a bunch of Arby's clothes out here, which was kind of weird. I had no idea that they had a Wagyu steak burgers, but that's returning. Then they have chicken, bacon, ranch, loaded fries. That sounds really good. Terrible for you, but good. And then this says American roast beef sandwich. I guess because they are putting lettuce, tomato, red onions, and a special orange sauce on it. It looks like special sauce. And then a bourbon barbecue sandwich. So those are RB's new items that are coming out this month. So yeah, that's all the food. Oh, and strawberry with Sonic too. They also have a strawberry shortcake snowball slushy. It's made with real strawberry, ice cream, and whipped cream. That sounds kind of good. And then I have never, ever, ever, I had that last night. You had what? Oh, the strawberry shortcakes, the slushy? Oh, there you go. Yancey had it last night. He says it's really good. All right. It looks good. You know those cereal straws? I didn't even know they still made the cereal straws. But I guess there's a new flavor coming out, and it's Twinkie cereal straws. So it's cereal straws. And it says they fill crunchy wafer cookie straws with that famous Twinkie cream. That just sounds nasty. Doesn't that just sounds nasty? So, yeah. All right. So that's all of the trending. I'm going to do bring up. Did Cubella come in here? I hope I didn't miss her. I have everything ready in case she did. I hope I wasn't in a different screen. I want to do some funny phone calls since we were so serious earlier. Let's see if I can find the one I wanted. There was a couple of them. I think Shannon. Let's see. It's hard to catch when they're going to talk about what they're going to do. Okay.
It feels right. You know, it's hard to get kids off of their phones.
Oh, yeah, don't worry.
It's a real epidemic.
I've got a new invention with my tech company.
Okay, what's that?
It burns them.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
So I'm going to call Shannon, and
she works
at a pediatrics office, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend I'm from the tech company downstairs. We came up with this brand new invention that, the phone case heats up. So, it's going to burn.
Hi, Energy Divine L. Welcome.
But no, it's great for kids. You guys should totally give this away at your office.
Teach them a lesson.
He'll send you some ranch flavored ice cream. You're so nice.
Hi, Shannon. This is Jen. I'm actually calling from the new tech company. We're located right downstairs from you, Cellular. I don't think we've had a chance to meet yet.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Well, nice to meet you over the phone, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
I was actually hoping to come up and say hi to you guys today. We got some exciting news with our company that we have been selected as a test market for one of the brand new things that we have invented right here in Denver.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. We're really excited about this. We'd like to bring it by because it's a great fit for your pediatrics office because it has to do with kids and screen time.
That sounds wonderful.
It's brand new technology.
Yes, you heard that, Energy, right? Cellular.
It's a phone case that goes on a kid's phone, and when they've had too much screen time, it heats up.
It heats up that sounds really dangerous.
Well, it heats up to 117 degrees, so we took it just 1 degree below first degree burns.
No, that sounds really terrible, actually. I don't think that's safe at all. Listen, the doctor's not available right now, but I'm gonna just assume that something like that isn't gonna work in the office.
And I understand. Look, I understand that we took all the precautions. Okay, we get it. Some of us are parents too. I mean, not me, but some of us are parents. And so, the cellular devices, as we call them, need to be under control. So don't worry. Before the phone heats up, it does give the kids some warnings.
You know what? Kids, sometimes you give them multiple warnings and they still don't get it. And that's okay because they're kids. So I think we're just gonna have to pass on this.
No, let me show you just to make sure that you know that these are all safe. Let me show you. The first warning is this: it beeps.
It's outside's turn, or you're getting a burn.
Oh, hell.
Oh, that's terrible.
it gives two warnings. I know that you're concerned. It actually gives two warnings. So the next warning is
5 seconds until child jarring.
That's awful.
Three.
Stop.
Two.
Oh, my God.
One.
This is absolutely disgusting.
Happy birthday, Q.
I really hope that your product goes.
This is almost over, and okay? I'm going to play you a birthday song.
Are you sure I can't just come up and say hi and drop a few of them off?
No, please don't. I'm hanging up and returning to work, okay?
Okay, before you hang up, I just want you to maybe say hi to your coworker because she's the one who reached out to us. This is Tracy and Fizz. Welcome to Phonetics.
Calm down, Shannon. Calm down.
Okay. It ended right in time for Happy Birthday, Cubella! I'm going to play a song for you. Everybody wish him his Cubella happy, 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 happy birthday. You see her around, even outside of this cast. Give her a big hug. I know, I'm pretty sure. Miss Hanny J, give her a hug for me. Everybody dance. I hope your day is starting off just great. Welcome, right tight repair. Thank you, Energy, for the life. I know I said it, but I like to write it too, Matthew. To everybody. Aw, thank you, Q. I appreciate you. That your day is starting out just beautifully and that you have a great night and a great rest of the week and that your new year is going to be full of happiness, peace, love, all the good stuff. Yeah. Oh, you have a great day. Don't let them work you too hard. Be safe out there, Q. We love you. Energy. See, with people is wish mom a happy birthday, and individual is give a happy solar in return. Love it. All right, that's a little bit of Stevie Wonder there from Miss Cubella. She had to run back to work. She works hard. She's in charge of a whole bunch of people getting stuff done. Kicking butt and taking names, she is. I think I can play another funny phone call before we get into the music. And the music is going to be rediscovering the year 2000 for music in that time. I don't believe I've played this one before. I hope not. Let's see.
Meet the Bed by Thuma.
51. Let's do it, Spicy Fizz. Let's spread some chaos. Coming back to work today.
I mean, kids are cute and all, but they could be cuter.
Yeah.
If they had whiter teeth.
Yeah, even the taller.
This is terrible, this one.
Baby teeth whitening. All right, so Marissa's husband set her up for this.
And Batman,
their baby
welcome.
Girl just had her first dentist appointment. Yeah. And so I'm going to call pretending I'm from the dentist's office, and I pitch her. I mean, everything's fine, but you're going to want to get baby teeth whitening. It's a new thing. It's totally normal.
Should be.
Wait till you hear the judge and scale on this one. I like it.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Marissa?
It is.
Hi, Marissa. It's Heather from Dental. How are you today?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I hope the first appointment went well. How's she doing?
Oh, she's good. I think it was a little overwhelming. It was a lot of different sensations for her, but, you know, we'll say she's recovered.
Yeah, that first one's always pretty interesting. I just wanted to touch base with you. I do have some notes from the dentist and some results from the visit.
Oh, okay.
First of all, she did great. All of her teeth are coming in on time. So that looks good. No cavities, which is a great thing. So keep up with the brushing.
Great.
The dentist is recommending, though, teeth whitening.
She's two. She's a baby. I'm sorry. Are you sure that's...
Yeah.
Really?
No, that's a lot of people
Welcome
are doing
tonight.
It for sure. Yeah. In fact, we do have a plan right now, a payment plan, where you could get her in for three teeth whitening treatments before these baby teeth fall out. So you could do it at 2, 4, at 6.
Right. Okay. So what you just said, yeah, these teeth are going to fall out. Why? What are you talking about? Come on.
It's actually very normal. A lot of people are doing teeth whitening for their babies.
I'm sorry.
Crazy people.
It feels like you're just trying to bilk parents for money. That's crazy.
Look, we are in a social media world, right? If you want to start making money off of baby pictures and stuff, this is
okay,
very, very normal.
I don't. What is wrong with you? Is this something really your office recommends for children?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, we're booked out for 3 weeks. So I was hoping to get you on the schedule, but let me just
oh my God.
Take a look at this here. What he recommended.
No, absolutely
we do...
not. I'm not, no. I feel like I should call somebody about this. This can't be what a children's dentist is allowed to do.
You may want to get a second opinion, but I mean, I'm looking at the dentist notes here, and we have a scale that we rate this on, right? With children's teeth, and it's a scale for whitening of 1 to 10, and one would be the lowest, the teeth would be a Steve Buscemi, we call it.
A Steve Buscemi?
Right. And then it goes all the way to 10, which is the brightest, whitest teeth. We call that a Steve Harvey.
This is crazy. We're not coming back to you at all.
Hi, Super Sam.
According to our notes, your daughter came in at a 7, which is butter.
Wow. You should not even be ranking children's teeth at all. They're all going to, she's a baby. They're going to fall out. What's wrong with you? you?
I don't know.
What's with you?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people have asked that, and maybe Fizz can answer because he's right here. Marissa, what? Welcome to Phonanigans.
That poor lady.
You're making me sputter.
Oh my God, you guys, I feel so stupid. I was like, the world is wrong. How could you do this? This is terrible.
Well, all you need to do is give love to that baby and your very loving husband, by the way, for reaching out and nominating you for this.
Oh yeah, kill her husband.
So glad this is fake.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, she was mad. She wasn't having that. That was too funny. All right, so we are gonna get, I'm gonna bring up the music and we are going to listen to some I'm gonna try to do that before we get on the anyway. Thank you, Yancy. I hope you're well, Super Sam. I know you were busy this week. All right, the year 2000. We are going to start with there it is, Mr. Brightside, The Killers. A little bit about the song. Killers guitarist Dave Cruen wrote this about lead singer Brandon Flowers' ex-girlfriend who cheated on him. Flowers recalled in an interview in March 2009 how he discovered her with another man at the Crown Anchor Pub in his hometown of Las Vegas. I was asleep and I knew something was wrong. I have these instincts, he said. I went to the Crown and Anchor and my girlfriend was there with another guy. Flowers added that the song was born at the Crown and Anchors. In the video, actress Elizabella Miko of Coyote Ugly plays his girlfriend. Eric Roberts, Julia Roberts' brother, also stars in the video as the bad guy. This wasn't his first star turn in a major video. He also appeared in Mariah Carey's We Belong Together. But back to Mr. Brightside, it peaked at number 10 on both the United States and United Kingdom charts. It was The Killers' best-selling song in the U.S., where it sold over 3.5 million copies. So here they are, The Killers, Mr. Brightside. Thank you, Ryan Yan. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, BP.
It was only a kiss.
Okay. Thank you, Sam, for letting me know. I'm glad you're here today. Thank you, Energy, for the light.
I'm coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this?
It was only a kiss.
It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep. And she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke. And she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed. And my stomach is sick.
All right, that's a little bit of Mr. Brightside, The Killers, off the album Hot Fuss in 2004. All right, killers, we're going to move on to I Miss You, Blink 182. This is a rare acoustic song by Blink 182. Drummer Travis Barker used jazz brushes to create the scratching sound throughout the song. He can be seen playing with them in the video. Blink's guitarist slash vocalist, Tom, who co-wrote the tune with his bandmate, Mark and Travis, explained how the track was influenced by The Cure, whose frontman, Robert Smith, sings on another song from this album called All of This. I am a big Cure fan, and one day I was listening to their song Love Cats, Mike, that's a song for you, Mike Tampa Bay, and I love the idea of using a stand-up bass guitar, actually a double bass. It's a viola and not a member of the guitar family. Same for the normal bass guitar that just doubled bass turn, golly, on its side with frets and a shape like a guitar and used jazz brushes. So what we ended up doing was writing a song with all acoustics. Oh, golly, if I could read it. Here is Blink 182. Miss You. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Hanny. Thank you, Secret Sam. Welcome, EYBJASFI. Good to have you. And hear your voice of treason. Will you come home and stop this pain tonight? Stop this pain tonight. Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head. Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head. Thank you, BP. Bit of Blink 182, I Miss You, off the album Blink 182 in 2003. We're gonna get moving, get a little loud right now with Smooth Criminal, Alien Ant Farm's rendition. Michael Jackson originally recorded Smooth Criminal on his 1987 album Bad. Many of Alien Ant Farm fans were too young to know about Jackson's version. I had no idea about it, honestly, until I heard this song, I was listening to this song over and over and over again, and people were saying he sung it, and I was like, what? And yeah, totally different. This made Alien Ant Farm famous, but it was not their first single. They released movies first, but the Los Angeles radio station K-Rock, love K-Rock, started playing Smooth Criminal instead, which led to a great deal of exposure and prompted them to release it as a single. The video pokes fun at Michael Jackson. When Jackson saw the video first, he asked that the scene with a boy in a surgical mask be removed because he thought it was making fun of his medical condition. They did take it out, but then Jackson decided he liked it anyway and told them just leave it as it is. So that way there's two videos that are out there, one with the mask and one without. This was nominated for a Grammy of the Best Hard Rock Song. So here they are, Alien Ant Farm, Smooth Criminal. That's cute. Honey, honey, you okay? You okay? You okay, honey? That's a cute memory. Now, every time I hear this, I'm going to be singing that now. Smooth Criminal. All right, that's Alien Ant Farm with their rendition of Smooth Criminal off of the album Anthology 2001. All right, we are going to move on. Moving on, You're Going to Go Far, Kid by The Offspring. This does say explicit, so put your little hands over your ears if you can't handle it. Offspring frontman Dexter Holland explained that the meaning behind this punk rock rager in an interview. The guy was pretty fly, was hooked on the latest fashion culture. And You're Gonna Go Far, Kid is busy manipulating other people. You can take him as a high school kid who tries to form his own social group, but on the way, he manipulates others with behavior disorder that will never leave him. You might see the guy later as a United States deputy or running a corporation. Even if the boy grows up, his idea of manipulating ways will always be with him. Oh my gosh, I know somebody like that. I think we all know someone like that. They will also, they just manipulate people. They never change. This reached number one on the US modern rock charts. Here they are, Offspring, You're Gonna Go Far, Kid.
Show me how to lie, you're getting better all the time and turning out against one, isn't it?
Yeah, if you listen to the words of the song.
Sets off an unsuspecting hurt, and as you step back in the line, a mob jumps to the feet. Now dance, fuck or dance, man, we never had a chance. And I believe in you, and it's really only you, and now you're seeing the way. Take him out today, nice Washington. You
and having met them and says they're really cool. Oh no, did you meet Maroon 5 and they're not nice? Oh, I hate hearing that. Now dance for the chance. Thank you, Super Sam. Oh, I gotcha. All right, that is the Offspring with You're Gonna Go Far, Kid, off the album Rise and Fall, Rage and Grace, 2008. All right, we're gonna move on to a little bit of Muse. I love me some Muse. The song is Uprising. Bellamy told MTV News that this one of key tracks on The Renaissance. He explains it's the first track on the album. It kind of sums up what some of the album is about. You know, just get sick of all those bloody bankers and politicians, he said, just turning everything into a load of bulkus, I think that's what it says. It has a couple of the letters marked off because I guess it's a bad word. Bulkus, send just spending money on shit and blowing everything, he said. It's kind of like the song that says, take the power back, but we have a good time at the same time. Have a good time all the time. That's what we believe. The number of reviews have commented on the guitar riff of this song being similar to Blondie's Call Me. I don't know. Let's give it a listen and see if we can hear it. Here's Muse, Uprising. Thank you, Yancy. Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Brett. We need to unify, for sure. That is a little bit of Muse, Uprising, off the album The Resistance,
2009. I'm wondering why this song is out of line. All right. Stop, Muse. For some reason, I have a song on here, but I don't have any of the facts. Well, I'm going to play this next one because this one song is really good. This song is Welcome to the Black Parade, My Chemical Romance, off the album The Black Parade. In an interview, lead singer Gerald Wade explained that the concept of the album, the patient who dies of cancer at an early age. According to Wade, death comes in the form of your most powerful memory. And for the patient, the memory is a parade he went to with his father, which explains the album title. In the song, the patient is dying in his hospital bed, his journey to death, the Black Parade. The song topped the UK singles chart, reaching number 9 on the US Billboard Hot 100, and was named one of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's song that shaped rock and roll. Here's My Chemical Romance. Welcome to the Black Parade. I do too, Brett.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join the Black Parade.
It's a great album, huh, Hanny? I can just see Brett in the background jamming on his drums.
That is a little bit of Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance off the album The Black Parade in 2006. And I'm, like I said, I don't know what happened to my information on this song. I'm supposed to give you a little information, but I don't have it. But I love these guys, Kings of Leon, and the song is A Taper Jean Girl. Another good drum intro.
Thank you.
Temperature girl with a motel face.
Bare your eyes and a scrub face.
And we have a lot of good people in here. Hanny J is going to be on tonight, Joe Antonio's show. Don't forget her. We have Humble Dog. Follow him so you can get to his when he's on. Mr. Brett, follow him. Let me see who else I have in here. I never want to forget anybody. Mr. Yancey, the governor. He's on a lot of shows, but WKOP. Follow them. I love listening to them while I'm walking. They crack me up. Trying to see who else is in here. Oh, thank you, Bam Bam, for that. Appreciate it. I'll look right now. Oh, I haven't gotten it yet. There it is. I got it. Thanks. All right. That's a little bit of Taper Jean Girl by Kings of Leon. They are fun to see in concert. All right. This one came through on the bat phone. Let me bring it up for Bam Bam. Nirvana, Season in the Sun. Yes, do follow BP. You get to see all the yummy stuff friend, it's hard to die. He eats. When all the birds are singing in the sky.
Goodbye, Papa. Please play for me.
I have never heard this rendition. Billy Dee! Well, that is Nirvana with their version of Seasons in the Sun.
Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. There's the apple of the sun.
I have never heard that version at all. All right, there we go. All right, we're going to move back to this list. And I have Holiday, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Green Day. Holiday is about the American government. A lot of these songs are, you know, about people pissed off at the government, that's for sure. And society during the Iraq War. It begins by commuting on how thousands of dead Americans and Iraqis are nameless to the average American citizen. The song then shines a spotlight on the corrupt greed and corporation involved in the rebuilding effort and shows how the average protester realizes that the pro-war money men have more power than they ever have. It always points out the irony of the Christian right-wing feeling religiously justified in this war. Can I get another amen? There's a flag wrapped around a score of men.
To go on holiday is to go on vacation. So in the contents of the album, it is like an escape, a runaway. The song then leads us to the broken Boulevard of Broken Dreams. This is often considered an anti-American song, but Green Day's Bullet in a Bible DVD, lead singer Billy Joe Armstrong says the song is not anti-American at all. It's anti-war. So here is Green Day with a little bit of Holiday, Broken Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Thank you, Super Sam, Hanny, Brad, thank you. This is a very long song, so that is a little bit of Holiday / Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Green Day, off the album American Idiot, 2004. All right, we're going to move on. Excuse me. To The Underdog by Spoon. The Underdog is a song by indie rock band Spoon. It was released as the lead single from the sixth studio album, Ga 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 Ga, in 2007. The song was written by frontman Britt Daniel and produced by John Braun along with the band. The song reached number 26 on the Billboard Alternative Song Charts. That's all I got for you. Here's Spoon with Underdog. Ga 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 Ga. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Billy D. Thank you, BP. Never heard of these guys before.
Picture yourself in a living room. Your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far. But I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you cut out the middleman. You freak for the middleman. You got no time for the messenger. Got no regard for the thing that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.
They're good. They're all right. That's Spoon with The Underdog. And that's off of the album. Ga, 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 ga. So we're going to move on from that. I am going to move on to a little bit of cake. because I like this song too. This song is simply about finding the right girl. It is about how men look for particular women with certain details about them. Sometimes these details can be as particular as having a short skirt and a long jacket. Lead singer John McCary said in an interview, "I think I was inspired by seeing somebody who with those two opposite fashion gestures. I wear that all the time when it's colder." And that's sort of what the song is about. Directly opposite forces housed within the same mechanism or persona. I saw this woman and was trying to arrive at a balance. The skirt going up and the jacket going down. Okay, here's Cake. Short skirt, long jacket.
She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
A short skirt, long jacket by Cake off the album Comfortable Eagle 2001. And the next song, next people, I love them too. And I always got them confused of singing the short skirt and the long jacket. This is Jet. They don't sing that song. They sang, "Are You Gonna Be My Girl?" This was Jet's first hit song. It was also the first song to be used in the particular iPod commercials where a black shadow of a person listening to a white iPod danced in this tune in front of a colorful background. These ads helped boost the sale of iPods and Jet albums. The song took a lot of criticism in its main riff, which sounds very close to the song Lust for Life by Iggy Pop. Much of Get Born took some heat for sounding like other classic rock songs. This was a hit twice in the UK in 2003. It reached number 23 in the singles chart. The following year, it was re-released after being featured in the Vodafone picture messaging TV ads, and this time it rose to number 16. So here is Jet with Are You Gonna Be My Girl? Thank you, Brett. Thank you, BP. Thank you, Hanny, Sam. Appreciate you guys.
Because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. You look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. And you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey?
No, you don't.
Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet with her get back stare. Like a saint. You hold me, but you won't.
away. I ain't got much to say. Before I let you go away, yeah. I said, are you gonna be my girl? Take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. Come on, 5 cents, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need money with a face like that, do ya?
Big black boots, long brown hair. She's so sweet.
All right, that is Jets. Are You Gonna Be My Girl? Off the album Get Born 2003. All right, we're gonna end with this next song, and the words to this song are great words. We really need to listen to them. Ain't No Rest for the Wicked, Cage for the Elephant. Cage the Elephant came from the town of Bowling Green, Kentucky, which is best known for manufacturing Corvettes. The alternative rock group was formed in 2005 by frontman Matt Schultz and his guitarist brother Brad. Band's name comes from an Indian Hindu philosophy where the elephant is the symbol of strength and goodness. They explain, it's strong and it's honest and it's loyal. And in the name kind of stands for people, the whole society, the people we are all by nature. It seems like people want to cage the elephant. It seems like they want to cage all the good in the world. It's not just the government or the media. It's everywhere. Isn't that true? But you turn on the news and hear today, 26 people got gunned down and one guy got his head chopped off, and here's a picture of this and here's a picture of that. It's like there's no hope. Somebody caged the elephant, but you can't do that. So remember, you guys, I keep saying that Dina Jo 2023 kindness movement, we gotta make a difference. We gotta stop this hate. We gotta stop caging the elephant, right? Here is Cage the Elephant. Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
Walking down the street when out the corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who would look so all alone, and could you use a little company? But if you pay the right price, your evening would be nice, and you could go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, and why you do this for yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees.
I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed.
I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could.
I
know there ain't no rest for the wicked
until we close our eyes for good.
Not even 15 minutes later, after walking down the street, when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight, and then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head, he made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him you would have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouth to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you, BP.
Well, now a couple hours passed and I was sitting in my house. The day was winding down and coming to an end. And so I turned to the TV and flipped it over to the news. And what I saw, I almost couldn't comprehend. I saw a preacher man in cuffs, he taking money from the church. He stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same.
yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know that
welcome to me.
Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back, though you know we wish we could. But no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
All right, that was Cage the Elephant. Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. Really good words to a song. Great words to a song. Thank you guys so much for being here with me today. I will be back on Friday with Aaron doing sports. And then that day I'm just doing top hits that are on right now that are the top hits of the day. Hi, Dee. Welcome. We're just ending right now, but I'm going to leave you guys like I always leave you. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Be kind to one another. We need to love one another and be kind. And if nobody's told you that you're loved lately, you're loved and you're appreciated. And I mean that. Have a great rest of your day. And I will see you around Podbean. Kind of scared to go into some podcasts, but I will see you around Podbean. I love you guys. Check out Honey Cake tonight and Teresa 7:30 Eastern time. And we'll be about everything else. Brett is coming up. Thank you so much, Brett. I appreciate you. Hey, Sean, so good to see you. I hope that you're doing well. So, bye, everybody. Love you. Have a good day. See you later.